Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 1963, America's Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, even you little ones, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Then you stay right there, little girl. Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
For 45 days, the girls went missing without a trace.
We searched all over and no signs of the girls.
Now is the time to get organized.
Yes. Right, Loretta? We ain't got no more time to waste.
It's now or never, y'all.
Pops is closing in. He's aiming at us.
Carol, what should we do?
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
If you've ever attended a black wedding, you likely witnessed the couple jump the broom towards the end of the ceremony. Many believe this practice dates back to slavery, while others argue it originated during the 1600s in the Ashanti Kingdom in what is now called Ghana. Who's right? Well, both of them, actually. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Brooms apparently played a major role in Ashanti culture. And during marriages, a broom was even symbolically waved over the couple's head, but it's not clear that jumping over one was a common practice. Enslaved Africans brought broom culture over during chattel slavery, and like many other things, it grew and transformed because of the specifics of enslaved people's circumstances. During slavery, vows exchanged between enslaved black people were illegal and did not constitute an official marriage. For that reason, jumping the broom became a ritual intended to legitimize their marriages. The ritual lost popularity after emancipation, but the novel and miniseries Roots introduced it to a new generation. Some claim jumping the broom symbolizes a leap of faith, but that's not necessarily true either. Jumping the broom is actually just a way to connect with ancestors, join two families, and pay homage to African tradition. So, have you or will you jump the broom if you get married? In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.